What is the relationship between atamayata, non-fashioning, and jhana? Are jhanas experienced regularly only by those who have experienced insight? Is abiding in atamayata the same as abiding in nibbana? So the jhanas can, it's not necessary to have experienced insight to experience jhanas, and I think that description of it, say atamayata being the awakened experience of an arhant, so it would have an aligning with that abiding in nibbana. It's also in some ways when it's talked about, or the way it seems to be written in the suttas, is that it's an inclining of the mind and experience. And one phrase I remember reading, sort of, an entry into emptiness, so that it's sort of a channel moving in that direction, so that experience of non-fashioning, of non-identification, is not just an end result, but is also a way of inclining the attention and inclining the experience.